Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 1980, the race was on. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1980 gave us the birth of CNN and the death of John Lennon. But a 26-mile scandal made 1980 a strange year. Rosie Ruiz, April 1980.
I will be very sad for them that they're disqualifying me, because when I run in the next race and they see what I can really do, they're going to be very upset about it.
On April 21st, 1980, Rosie Ruiz won the Boston Marathon female category at 2 hours and 31 minutes and 56 seconds. It was the fastest female time in Boston Marathon history. It was also the third fastest female time in any marathon. The only problem? Rosie Ruiz didn't actually run the Boston Marathon. Ruiz, an administrative assistant living in New York City, qualified for the 84th Boston Marathon with her time of 2 hours and 56 minutes and 29 seconds at the 1979 New York City Marathon, placing 11th for women overall. Ruiz, 26, finished first in the women's division of the Boston Marathon on April 21st, 1980, with a time of 2 hours and 31 minutes and 56 seconds. She was a relative unknown in the running world, and her huge win made those in the community suspicious. One glaring reason was the 25-minute improvement over her New York City Marathon time. Not only that, her winning time was then the third fastest marathon time in history for a woman. According to race photos, Ruiz didn't appear in any of them until the very end. She was barely sweating, her hair was still perfectly styled, and her face was hardly flushed after the 26-mile race. When interviewed, they asked her if she was running intervals to train for the marathon, to which she answers, "I don't really know what those are." They asked who trained her, because clearly, she dominated all the world-class runners out of nowhere. She said, "Oh, well, I just trained myself." It didn't take long to piece together that Rosie Ruiz didn't run the Boston Marathon. Marathon officials stripped Ruiz of her title on April 29th, 1980, and named Jacqueline Gouraud of Canada the women's division champion with a time of 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 28 seconds. And her New York Marathon time was called into question. More on that after this break. Her New York Marathon time was later invalidated when officials discovered she had taken the subway during part of the race. People recalled seeing Ruiz burst out of a crowd of spectators on Commonwealth Avenue, half a mile from the finish. Photographer Susan Morrow reported meeting her on the subway during the New York City Marathon. According to the photographer, they met on the subway, where she told her she was an injured runner, and then they walked in the direction of the finishing area, where Ruiz took off and crossed the finish line, receiving medical attention for her injured ankle. And her barcode was recorded as a finisher. This gave her a Boston qualification for the 1980 race. Her boss paid for her expenses to go to Boston, and she applied after the cutoff date for the New York race, but was granted an extension because she claimed that she was dying from brain cancer. After the post-race scandal in 1982, Ruiz was arrested for embezzling $60,000 from her job at a real estate company. She spent 1 week in jail and was sentenced to 5 years probation. In 1983, she moved to South Florida, where she was arrested in a cocaine deal. She never admitted to cheating in the race. According to the New York Times, she admitted to an acquaintance that she did cheat, but she jumped out of the crowd, not knowing that the first woman hadn't gone by yet. Believe me, she was just as shocked as anyone when she came in first. Rosie Ruiz died of cancer in Florida on July 8th, 2019, at age 66. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.